are in the middle of Matronis. And again, since there are no paragraphs, hard to find a place, but we will try our best. Rub to the words Ubekedushin. He's talking about being Mefater, yielding, word of Art Scroll. I think it's Art Scroll's translation.
It's a different word, depending on what the context is.
Basically, it means be Mefater. Ubekedushin. The fact that bubble, people that keep quiet in bubble, that proves their yichus. The people in Eretz Yisrael used to check for shidduchim purposes. When two people were arguing, who's the one that keeps quiet first? The one who keeps quiet in the argument and it's not worth fighting, he's the one that's miyuchas more. Obama is kshabal b'ishin echlokum, when a husband and wife fight, it's appropriate that a woman should be mevater, not her husband. K'may shamar, v'hu yim shobach. V'yamro, we say, t'tana de Belio, ein loch shere b'nashim, elush isha sh'aysi r'tzayim b'ayla. Only a woman who does the will of her husband. The Tana de Belio says that Yoel, Eishes Chaver Hakaini, the one that killed Sisra, she was zeicha to have the Yeshua through her. Her schus was she listened to her husband. And woe to the house that the woman is the one that dominates. She wears the pants in the family. One who's ruled by his wife doesn't have a life. Because of a Rambam, they commanded a woman to mechabed her husband more than enough. She should have a certain awe from him, not scared of him, not scared in the sense that he'll beat her, but at awe. Treat him with awe and respect. She should follow his direction. She follows the desires of his heart. And she distances anything that he hates. In their marriage. They will be able to live very happily ever after. However, let's say the wife is a little tough and she doesn't give in. So he should be mevater. He shouldn't show her the chazal and tell her either listen to the chazal or. No, be mevater. In the home things, right? What color the carpet should be, or what color the furniture should be like, or what they should serve by the Shabbos meal, that's something a person should listen to his husband. He should also listen to his wife in anything that involves worldly things that are negei gashmias. Why in the world should he care about these gashmias nigga things? Except Emili Dishmaya and Ruchnias, he shouldn't listen to her. V'ashra mevayinsham. V'ashra mevater tamid b'chol machloikas. V'chaisach mele eifa machloikas. And he keeps away hatred and machloikas. Keniskelel. Chozeh b'dvarim she'enayim l'alocha. Ha'b'dvarim she'enayim b'din Torah, asa mevater. An alocha, you can't be mevater. Keniskelel b'medrash. B'shemata dvar ishtacha, kum kegever. B'shemata dvar ishtacha, kum kegever l'masha geverat. Get up like a man to one that you're a man over. Meaning a person that sees his wife doing the wrong thing has to stand up to her. Halacha is halacha. So you are the mevater al ha-taira. Don't be a tzaddik that when you see somebody doing averis, you say, hey, listen, what can I do? I'm not a big enough person. Don't be such an olive then. When is it possibly mevater mo'evshem? The Rebbeinu Shlom will lead him b'derech emes v'shalom. Okay. It's a shame we will start Jesus tomorrow. We'll be Jesus think about starting Jesus tomorrow. Thank you. Go. Okay, we are up to in the middle of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara, the Chachamim Aimrim. Now, in the next piece of Gemara, there are different shittas in the Rishayim. I don't know how Rabbeinu Art School learns. Taisus has one Mahalach, Ramban has another Mahalach. Ramban claims that Rashi holds like him. So therefore, if Ramban claims that Rashi holds like him and nobody says he doesn't, so I will learn the Gemara the Ramban's way, not Taisus's way. It's easier also. But that's not the reason I chose it. I chose it because Ramban claims Rashi learns like him. So why shouldn't I trust him? He says Rashi holds like him. Taisus doesn't say anything about Rashi. So therefore, I will learn the Gemara the Ramban's way. Now, the problem with this Gemara is going to be the Gemara seems to define the Machlokes from Meir and Rabbanon completely different than we defined it till now. Till now, we said very clearly, according to a Meir, a woman gives birth to something that looks animalistic or bird-like. We say animal-like or bird-like. We say that it's considered a leida. She gets yemeituma, yemeitara. It's very important. When we say she gets yemeituma, it sounds like a chumrah. But that chumrah comes along with a huge kula, and that is that she gets yemeitara afterwards for a number of days. A lot of days if she knows it's female. And the rabbanon say it's not a leida. She's an ida, nothing to do with leida. No yemeituma, if there's no blood, no yemeitara, period. She didn't have a leida. That's how we defined it. We have all kinds of pshatim why they're arguing. They say Rishava, it's the second pshat was their eyes look human. The other pshat was that their eyes are in front of them. Then we had a pshat that said, that was the three pshatim that we had in the machloikas of the two. Cheeks were right. Cheeks were in the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are masking by cheeks. That wasn't in Remeir, that was in the Rabbanon.
Everybody, especially even the Rabbanon hall, this later to somebody, a breathing kid, he's
not a lady, the Rabbanon say.
I get it, but they agree that he comes out, he's breathing.
It could be, he won't live. Loichai, he won't even make it past pashtus, he won't make it past immediate death. Pashtus. Loichai, the Gemara says. Again, we're going to see later on, it's not so simple, but at this point, that's what we learned. Now, the Gemara is going to enter a whole new thing and define the Machlokes Remeir and Rabbanon totally differently than we learned till now. And the Rishonim are very bothered by it. You just spent almost a block, or around a block, defining the Machlokes rather clearly, and now we approach it as if we never said a thing. So the Ramban learns, and this is the way we're going to learn, that these Amaroim that we're going to have now totally disagree with the Gemara before. So you had one version of the Machlokes with different reasons till now, and now we're going to have a totally different version of the Machlokes. So the Ramban learns it's not a new Gemara, it's a continuation of the Gemara before, but approaching the Mishnah of Remeir and Rabbanon totally differently than we learned before. That's the Ramban's understanding, and that's the way we're going to learn it as we read the Gemara and the Rashi. Taisus has a thing that there's two machlokes and he has a whole shtickle tyro. Taisus is Taisus, Ramban is Ramban. He likes his shot better and he says Rashi holds like him. So again, the way we're going to learn the next Gemara, it's seemingly totally contradictory to the Gemara before. And Ramban says, you're right. This Gemara is Amaroyim, understood the machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Arbanon totally different than we did for the last block. So therefore, you cannot ask what we said. You're right, we did say. And now we're saying not that way. That's what's going to happen right now. Yes?
I'm just unclear about one procedural thing. We usually learn the Gemara for Rashi. You say Rashi has a shita, and the reason you're learning the Ramban is Ramban holds like Rashi. Why are you not just saying that we're...
Because Rashi doesn't address the issue directly. And therefore, if Ramban makes the yukim that Rashi holds like him, but if we read Gemara Rashi, not necessarily would we see it. And therefore, I said, I picked the Ramban because he claims Rashi holds like him, and he brings proof, so therefore I said it. But if I would have said, this is Rashi Shita, you would have looked at this, Rashi doesn't address the issue. So how do I know what Rashi holds? Maybe he holds like Tyson's shot in the Gemara. So therefore, I stress the fact that it's Ramban's shot, And the reason I chose that shot over Tyson's shot, because he claims, proving it, that Rashi is burning like him. That's why.
Rashi mentioned Chumrah of, Chumrah of Isha, of 80 days? I mean that's a Kula. Why doesn't Rashi in the Mishnah sound like...
But that's because if you don't know if it's a Zachar and a Keva, you treat it like an Akeva for Tumah and a Zachar for Tara.
Okay.
But if you know it's female, if the thing that came out is decidedly female, if that's the right word to use, then it's female.
Okay.
Rashi was talking about we don't know if it's a Zachar and a Keva.
But in this case... came out with something, but it's discernible if it's male or female.
I just mentioned that, but it's not a case. We're not talking about a case.
Okay.
I said, according to a mayor, it could be a cooler. There's a built-in cooler. Even in the case where we don't know, there's a built-in cooler. 14 days of Tumah, then another 26 days of Tara. According to the Rabbana, there are no days of Tara. It's not a Leda. So, Remeir comes as a package. It sounds Chumrah, but that same Chumrah has a cooler with it. Exactly. Rabbana would say it's a regular woman that had period. A period with a discharge means nothing. I mean, the discharge means nothing. That's what Rabbana would say. Exactly. Zakti Gemara. Chamimayim Kosheibai. Amar Abir Mi Barab Amar Rav. Now, this is going to be totally different than what we learned till now. Hakol Maidim, everybody agrees, both her mayor and Rabbana. Gufoy Tayish. If the body looks like a tayish, is a
goat.
The like the pan of Adam as a human face, Adam. Rabbanan would agree. A human face with a body of a goat is a human, and Rabbanan would consider it a leida. Gufay Adam upan of tayish. If its body is human-like, but the face is goat-like, the like club, the mayor would agree. It's not a leida. We go by face. Now, this is totally different than we learned before. That said, Ramirez says even if it's totally animal-like, it's a leida. Here the Gemara is saying, no, it's not. We go by face. So again, the Rambam points out, this Gemara is totally disagreeing with the Gemara before. Le'nechlegu el shepan of Adam, v'nivr ba'ay nachas kebehima. The machlokes is, it's not totally human. It has one eye that looks like an animal, and the rest of the face looks human. So Remeir says that's enough to be qualified as a human. It has to be a total face of a human. Any part that looks like an animal makes it a non-leida. This is a whole new shot in the Mishnah. When Remeir said, is a leida, it only means with a human face. And what Remeir meant is, it doesn't have to be a total human face. It just has to be a human face besides for something. And Rabbanan say, to be a lady, it has to be a total human face. Totally different than we learned till now. For a block, we've been talking about Remeir talking about an animal that looks totally like an animal. And the Gemara now is taking that back completely. That's what Tysus has a whole different shot in the Gemara, but this is Ramban's way of learning, and this is the way we're going to explain the Gemara. Zot Rashi. Gufay Tayish. Upanav Adam. Adamu. The Basar Tsuras Panim Aslinan. We looked by the face. Be'ein Echad Kebehema. Achas Behem Einav. Doimel Behema. One of his eyes, one of its eyes, is animal-like. That's the machlokes. Since it looks, now it's noticeable that Rashi doesn't say how much has to be tsuras adam according to Remeir. He just said if it has mitsuras adam, that's a blood. We have a goddamn kol tsuras tsuras adam. Even though the face is not totally human. So this is a new shot in the Machlokes, that the Machlokes, everybody agrees, if the face is human and the body is animal, it's human. Everybody agrees, if the face is animal, I don't care what the body is like. It's not human. The Machlokes is, it's partially human and partially not human. Rabbanan say that's not a leida, the face, and Remeir says it is a leida. That is the explanation that Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said over in the name of Rav. Now, before we had Guf Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, and he worked with the Gemara before. And here it's Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav, so it's a totally new version of Rav. Right to the Gemara. Back to Gemara Be'ipcha Tanya. The Brisa seems to say the opposite. Remeir Eimer Kol Tzuras, the Chacham Eimer Mit Tzuras. Remeir says Kol Tzuras, which the Gemara means to say, the way the Gemara understands it, Kol doesn't mean Kol, because Remeir clearly is the one that says it's a Leita. Kol means any part, Kol Shehu. The Gemara now understands this Brisa, that when Remeir says Kol, it means any part can be human. I mean, according to a mayor, even though it's 95% animal-like, as long as there's, I picked the percentage, by the way, as long as there's 5% human, that's enough to be considered a leida. And the Chachamim say, no, as long as it's mitzuras, as long as there's a substantial amount that looks human. But everybody agrees that one eye, like an animal, it doesn't change things. It is human. We said, Rabab said, that if it's one eye like an animal, the Rabbanan argue, but the Brisa seems to say the Rabbanan are satisfied with mitzuras, not kol tzuras, which means, according to a mayor, any part, but mitzuras, which would mean substantial, like Rashi says, 50%. So therefore, it's different than Rab. Rab said the machloikas is when it's 90% human and 10% animal. Again, I made that up. It could be 95.5, it could be 96.4, I don't know. But the Brisa says, the Machloika says, when it's 10% human and 90% animal, the mayor still considers it human, and Rabbana say you need 50%, but no more. Yes? According to this Mandi Amar, we don't care about the rest of the body. We only care about the face, not like the block before. All it means, we're talking face. Zok Rashi. V'ayim chetanya, shremei roim a kol tzuras. Zok Rashi. V'hai kol tzuras to a mayor. When a mayor says kol tzuras, hachi gamar, kol shahu tzuras adam. Any bit that's a tzuras adam, shabai, havi vlad. V'afilu kol panav tayish. Even if the whole animal, look, the baby looks like a goat. El shenivra ba'ayin achas, with one eye, a belesas achas, or one cheek, hadai malazam. The chachamim ayim mitzuras. Achiyah by mitzvah surini keres. It has to be a recognizable part. Kigon Rashi says, chatzi ha'partzuf, half the face, hadai malazam. So Rashi tells me percentage here, half. So that's what the kasha was on Rabbi Yehuda Abba. You're quoting Rav. I have a brisa not like Rav. Now, we never get this bowl when there's a brisa not like Rav. Rav Tadahu Apolluk, we many times change Rav, but many times we say, okay, fine. I'm a light, I'm a lahu, so I'm your Rabbi Anthony, Tanya, Tanya. Listen, your brisa is a brisa. Rav disagrees. You know, you're right. I'm not going to say the brisa is like Rav because it's not. But Rav disagrees. Rav doesn't have to hold like the brisa. Rashi. Itanya Tanya. Shemati ani marav mashomarti. I heard from Rav what I said. Abatem, however, yes, Mishnah beetchem luchak Rav. I can't tell you to listen to Rav when you have a brisa. You do what you want. I say this is what Rav said. To me, I heard it from my Rebbe. You have a brisa the other way. I can't argue with you. I can't say that you fellows are wrong, but I can say that my Rebbe didn't learn that way. That's all.
Why can't you say the brisa is wrong?
What?
Why can't you say what? You said sometimes we say the brisa is wrong. How come? I mean,
only when we have a kasha on understanding the words of the brisa. We don't make a mistake. A brisa is totally wrong. Usually what we do is there's a problem in the brisa anyway that shows the brisa is not accurate. Hmm. Or we change a slight girsa. And here it would be turning over the whole brisa. Now sometimes I'm a wrong, we'll do that. But Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abba said, listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I heard it from Rav. You fellows have a brisa. Go with your brisa. I'm not telling you. You have to listen to me. Something to my brisa.
That we say, it's hard that we say that the body is a goat. So you don't look, the body is not.
That's what this Gemara holds. Unlike a whole lot of Gemara before. The Brisa before said it could be a total animal, and Rav Meir considers it a Leida.
But it has to be certain eyes or the...
No, it didn't. I mean, again, one point we said it has to be one. According to one Mandi Amar, it's limited to... Hello? Hello? You're not hearing me? We'll call you in again. Okay, I'm going to call in again. Bye-bye.
No, you don't know. Just let them call in again.
You hear me?
I hear you now because they called back in.
Right. Now he turned his phone off. I had other people on the phone say you should call in again. They had the same problem, they called in again.
One Mandi
Amar said by birds, it has to do with eyes. The eyes have to be in front of the head. But by animals? The whole Gemara before went that an animal born, a thing that looks exactly like an animal, eyes in front like all animals have.
No.
Animals, not birds.
No, deer have on the side.
The Gemara said they have animals, eyes in front of animals. The Gemara didn't say some animals. Animals have their eyes in front. Birds also have their eyes in front by Kaya Vikipupa. Again, animals have their eyes in front. That's what the Gemara said. Like, you want to make a Hagad, the Gemara, Chutz Midir, write a Gemara, you know, here's a pen, and you can write what you want. I'm reading a Gemara. The Gemara says, Behemah and Chaya have their eyes in front. That's the launch in a Gemara.
In regards to the Gormas thing, it is clear that deer and horses and other equine types have conjugate vision. They can estimate distance, they can see things in front. The eyes look deep to the eye, but they are able to estimate distance, which means that they have stereoscopic vision.
Again, maybe that's what I just read Gemara. I don't know. I don't ask Gemara. I'm not.
Actually, predators have their eyes in front and
again, I read the Gemara. I'm not going to sit here and fight. Here's a pen, and if you want to write, I go. I never have a problem with that. As long as it's not my Gemara, you're being my Gia. Yes.
In reference to your statement about falsifying prices, there are two things that come to mind. I take it that means that when a Rosh Hashanah tells someone, a Tana, to go tell his price outside, he's saying that it's not a price.
But he's saying it's not an accurate price.
He's saying that, by your definition, he's saying that it's not
correct.
A price.
Correct.
Okay. The other is that where you have two people having heard something, and one remembers it one way, one remembers it the other way, that, as far as I can recall, is only in reference to the speaking of Anamora,
correct. Yeah, but you do have many cases in Shas where I'm a royal will answer a brisa by changing things.
But as you said, modifying slightly, although...
I said, correct.
I told you I was quoting.
Yes. Right. That's what the Gemara. So at this point, we have a machlokes again. We're going to forget the sugya before. The sugya before was clear that Rav Meir holds it can be looking like a total animal, face, body, we don't care, it's a leida. That was a whole blot of Gemara. The only question was birds and this and that, but it was a whole blot of Gemara. Now we're saying no. It all was face dependent. And there's two versions of the machlokes now. Rav's version was that Rav Meir needs a substantial amount of human and a little bit of animal is considered a leida. If it's not a substantial amount of human, Rav Meir agrees it's not a leida. And the Chachamim say you need 100% human face. but only face. The rest of the body, leimala v'leimayrid, makes no difference. The Braitha said, the mayor needs any part human, and Rabbana needs 50% human. So we have two versions of the Machlokes in this new approach to Rameyer and Rabbanan, which is different than what we learned before Pesach and yesterday.
Is this based on medical decision?
Can't hear what you said.
This is based on medical decision?
I don't know what you mean medical. No, look at it.
In other words, not from the Torah, how we figure out how much of it is human looking or not human.
Wait, look a second. Take a look.
It's not Deir Shava, you mean.
I get it. Hold on. I don't know what you mean by that. You want a fact? How do I know if it's more or not? Take a look. You can look at the baby and see if it's more human or not.
What determines how they decide? In other words,
how did the mayor know this?
Do they have a Masorah of it?
Yeah, Masorah. Okay. Yes.
Really not medical. It's definitional.
That's what I said.
A triangle, actually it's not, but a triangle is... Defined.
I said that. He meant something else. He meant a different question than he were. What he worded sounded like this is your question, what you're answering. What he really meant is, where did Rabbi get it from, or where did Rabbanan get it from? That's what he meant.
Definition. Thank you.
That's what his question was. He didn't express himself clearly. I mean, at least I didn't understand
it. But Mark spent the whole thing about Zer Shava. We dropped that whole reason.
The Chayra, we dropped it. Meshvei. Tzuras Panim Shamru. Afilu parts of Echad. I'm sorry, I skipped. Amar Amir
Mibaba. This is a new shot and everything.
100%.
While we're singing, Chum Omrim, I mean, what I'm trying to say is, like, if this is a new shot, wouldn't we bring this before we get to the Chum?
That's a great question. I don't have an answer.
This is not just saying, we're not just delving into the Chum. Shita.
You're 100% right. I don't have an answer. Again, Tysus decides a whole different shot. The Gemara, how to reconcile the two sugyas. But Ramban tells me Rashi holds by Kim, so why should I learn differently? I'm Rabbi Eichanan. Meitzach, forehead. Hagavinim, eyebrows. Anayim, eyes. Valasasais, and cheeks. The Gabay Sazokin, which is
chin.
Gabay Sazakir, I guess, means the chin. What?
He has both halves.
Ooh.
Both halves of the chin.
We didn't get to that yet. I know, but we didn't get to that part. The Gemara yet. You're ahead of yourself. I'm ahead of me. Atyu kulam ke'achad. They all have to be... They all have to be human-like. So that's mashma clearly like Rav. Right? That's what Rabbi Yirmi Ba'ab is quoting Rabbi Yechanan. So basically he's saying, Rabbi Yechanan and Rav are saying the same thing. I'm sticking to my Rav's shot, where Rav said the Rabbana needed to be totally human, and Rabbi Yechanan said the same thing. That's all he's doing. Rabbi Yirmi Ba'ab is quoting Rabbi Yechanan to be like Rav. Rav Amar Chasab, Rav quoted an Amayra called Chasab, Meitzach V'Hagavon V'Ayin, notice the singular, one eyebrow, one eye, I guess part of the forehead. There's no two foreheads. The gabas hazakin and part of the chin, right? Achi kulam ka'achas. They all have to be achi kulam ka'achas, which means at this point, how does he translate achi kulam ka'achas? One side of the face. Right. So, Zakta Gemar, but like Pligi, Hakamadam a Kotsuras, Hakamadam a Mitsuras. We had this Machlaikas. It's Rav and the Braisa. Rabbi Yechon is like Rav, and Rav is like the Braisa. Again, this is exactly what we went through. Right? Rav said that Rabbana needed total human, and the Braisa said Rabbana needed 50% human, which means half the head is one way, half the face is the other way. So, again, Rav is going with the Braisa, and Rabbi Yechanan is going with Rav. I mean, Rabbi Yechanan holds a Rav. That's all. Finished. Rashi. At one side of the face. All parts of one side. That's how I think he touches it.
It's supposed to mean that 50% of it could be goat?
Yes. Yes. According to Rabbanan. So, Kvachi. The chin. So, Kvachi. Hagavinim. Gabbas inayim. The Gabbas Hazakin is center. The chin, Shakarim Muntan. Achikulum Kahel Rabbanan. Because the Mephi is Besamach. There be a make Rabbanan. Okay, the piercer Rav looked to the Rav, the Kibbutzlet. Now here Rashi gives you the pshat how Rav learns the Braisa. The Rav, Tana Ubalik, Rav could argue the Braisa. But he doesn't change his mind from what he said, that the Rabbanan need 100% human. Now, that the Gemara is going to say a Chiddush now. And that which Rabbi Yirmiya is listing all parts of the body, what does he have to go through the parts of the body? He's a chin and the finger, the finger, the finger. What does he have to? He wants to tell me the lafilu the rabbanon as nayim loikabdinan. The ears don't count. We don't need one ear to look like a human. And we're going to see this clearly in the Gemara as it goes along. Ears are not considered part of the face. Not part of the face. The hada chasa namik rabbanon. Chasa, Rabbu quoted chasa. That's also like Rabbanon, really, but the Tana de Braisa. That goes according to the Tana de Braisa. I'm a loy boy, I'll meet Suras, only needs 50%. And again, the Kamash Malon, the Bechad Sad, but you Tzur Shlemus. In one side of the head, you need complete human. The eyes are like a cup, but you don't need one ear. Meaning the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan and of Chasa, by listing the parts of body, a face, is to tell me ears aren't part of the face. We're looking at the face, we ignore the ears. If you need 100% human, it can be goat ears. If you need 50% human, that ear on that side can be goat ear. Ears aren't part of the face. Why? We'll have a medical team tell us why. I don't know. But that's what the Gemara is saying, halachically. Face means the front of the face. Everything that's in the front, eyes, forehead, cheek, chin, I guess mouth and nose, but it doesn't mention those. Ears are not mentioned. Again. Right. Dr. Gemara, right. Mesre. Suris panim shamru afilu parts of echad mina patsufim. Even one half, right, it says. Chutz min oizen, besides the ear. Right. Now, the Gemara understands parts of Echad, Zakt Rashi, Aver Echad. The Gemara understands parts of, doesn't mean a side. It means one limb. You got Einai, a Mitzray, a Lesses Echad, or one cheek, the diamond bottom of blood. So here it's saying that the Rabbanon only need one
facial feature.
One facial feature. Amar Abaya, Chusmin Azayim, Rashi. Human ear is not considered one limb like a human. Rabbi quoted saying that Rabbanon need at least 50%. Here we have a brisa that there's a sheet that the Rabbanon say one limb. Zok de Gemara.
One limb of the face or just one limb?
One limb. Parts of the Gemara now understands means one limb.
One limb means a body.
One limb means, no, a cheek, one cheek, one eyebrow,
One limb of the face.
One limb of the face, right? The rest of the body is not counting this whole sugya. We wrote off the rest of the body. We don't care. All we're looking at, according to this whole Gemara, is the face. We're not interested in the rest of the body. And for the Gemara, Amra Abaya Kitan Yahila Akev. The Braisa didn't mean to say that you only need one limb of the face like a human. The Braisa meant to say that if one limb is not human on that side, it ruins the side. It has to be a whole side that's human. Not just, let's say, the cheek, the eye, and the forehead look human, but the chin doesn't, even halfway. Then it's not human. The Braita didn't mean to say afilu parts of echad, meaning that one limb is enough. The Braita meant to say that one limb can ruin it besides the ear. That means if your whole face, half the face, is not totally human, some of it's not, then it's not half. So Krashi, Amram Bayaki Tanya Hila Hakim Tanya, claim it's Surah's upon it, Shabu Chacham and the Ma'akvim, Afila Aver Echad Kibahema Ma'akvim. Even one Aver, like an animal, is a Ma'akvim. Chutzman Eyes and Delay Ma'akvim. Who command Amr Rabban and called Surah's Mitukma. Going like Rabbanan that say, you need the whole face like a human. We have a guy, the Machi Lukma Kadisa, who could dream mayor, the Mikoldu, Surah's, he can lay Lukma Kadabana. Even though you could say that this rice is going like a mayor, and all you need is one limb, right? We could have answered that the rice is a mayor, and a mayor, according to Rob, holds even one limb is enough, right? I mean, according to the rice, one limb is enough. Still, we'd rather say it's going like Drabonon, and Drabonon are saying you need 100%, and if you don't have 100%, it's not human. The only thing that doesn't count is the ear. That's the first eretz. Vibay yaseima la'olam k'mandam emitzuras. My echad echad, my echad echad echad. And when it said echad, it meant the whole side. Like I translated originally, parts of not meaning one limb, parts of meaning a whole side. So you have a choice. You can either learn like Rabbanon, like Rav, that they need 100% human. And if one limb is not human, and the whole face, it's not human. The ears don't count. The other side is to say, no, this is going like the Braita, like other Braita. All you need is 50%. And when it said one limb, it didn't mean one limb. It went one side. Rashi, you buy his name and learn the Braita and Bitsuras. We like Kasha Lachasa. My echad 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 claim it be called Rashi Evorim. From every limb, ye echad I'm a lot of Kachasa. One of the two wants to be similar to human. Damra Ayim Valesis, period. Damra Bitsuras. So again, so we're left with two pshatim in this whole mahalach of the Gemara. Rav and Rabbi Yechanan hold that the Rabbanon need 100% human. Anything lacking is not human. Any one part, except ears. Ears don't count as part of the face.
And part means one part of face.
Yes, only face. The rest of the body's been written off in this whole sukkah. It can look like whatever. We're only looking at the face. And the mayor holds. The mayor holds, you need 50%. Right? According to Rav, the mayor holds, you need substantial. The brides are held, and Rav, right, that the mayor needs any part, any one limb, and Rabbana needs 50%. In the last brides, we have two understandings. Either that brides holds that Rabbana needs 100%, and any one thing off besides the ears, make it a non-laid up. Or the Braita is going like that when it said one, it meant one of each, which means one side. Fine. Dr. Gemara Braita. So we leave it at this point. We're leaving it at this point with this machlokes. And again, this is totally different than the block before.
So I'm confused. How many, Rabbi, how many opinions are there?
In this Gemara or the Gemara before?
This Gemara.
This Gemara had two opinions. Rav and Rabbi Yechanan on one side, the Braita and Rav Arachas on the other side. There are two opinions. And what the Machlokes are made Rabbanan is. According to Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbanan need 100% human. Every limb of the face, besides ears. Ears don't count.
And if one feature is
not human, it's not human. It's not a laser. And your mayor holds, you need 50%, according to this Rav. You need a substantial amount. That's Rav Shita. And Rabbi Yechanan Shita. The Braita said, and Rav Amar Chasa holds like the Braita, that the Rabbana need 50%. And the mayor holds any one limb that's like a human is enough to make it human. Those are the two objectives in our Gemara. Tana Rabbana. I skipped. Sorry. Amar Rabba. Nivra ba'ayin achas u b'yerech echad min atzad. a baby was born with one eye, it looks human. This has nothing to do with animals. This is human. But it only has one eye or one thigh located where eyes are usually located and when thighs are usually located, side of the face, meaning not side like animals or like birds. Side meaning where an eye usually is. Usually a person has two eyes, one on one side of the face and one on the other side of the face. And he has two thighs, one on one side of the body, one on the other side of the body. This child, Rahman al-Litzan, was born with one eye, a regular eye, wherever it belongs, but only on one side of the face, and one thigh, or one thigh. He's missing a crucial part of being a normal human being, regular human being. Zagrava, Imai Tamea, she's coming. This is a bird, it's a baby, it's a boy, it's a girl, it's a human. This is not an animal-looking thing. This is a human-looking thing. But it only has one eye or one thigh. But it's in the right location. The emsa, what if the baby is born with an eye in the middle of the face? Or a foot that comes out in the middle of the body? Not where thighs are usually located or where eyes are usually located. Imataira. That's not a leda. Not because it's animal, but because it's a non-baby. It was never a baby. We have a rule that for an order for a woman to be Tamei Leda, it once had to be a baby with all limbs. It might have disintegrated, but it had to be a baby once upon a time. This baby that's born with one thigh in the middle was never a baby. That's called Guf Atum, a body that never was a complete body. And therefore, since it never was a complete body, we say it's not a Leda. When the baby is disintegrated, so we mentioned yesterday that since Roiv babies are babies before they disintegrate, we assume that the baby had been complete. Enough so that we give the woman Meitumah and Meitara. Let's do Rashi. Zok Rashi, Minatzad, She'enoi b'tzidoi v'yarchi b'tzidoi k'shar b'nei adam. It's in the location of regular people. I want to do a few more lines in the Gemara, two more lines to be exact. Amar Rava, Veshtei Nakuv, if a baby is born with a hole in its esophagus, Imai Tameya, even though it's a trefa, this baby will not survive, it'll die within a year. This, Bar Yama holds, it can survive. It's not a non-viable baby. And that's what the Gibrashi says. And Veshtai Atum, if the esophagus is closed, it's not open. That's an impossible, that's not called a trefa. That's called a non-complete baby. It doesn't have a trachea, an esophagus. The esophagus is closed. It's a non-esophagus. Then, Ein Imai Tmeya Leda, Imai Tahira. Rashi, Veshtai Nakum Imai Tmeya, Savar Trefa Chaya. Vesta Atum, Sasum, closed off. Yes, doctor.
I think we go with the thrill and death, I apologize. But as far as the term that used to be used, monsters, as far as these monsters being born, there's a blood flow. Which is, that blood flow does not render her coming.
That's neither, that's not Leda. There's no question of
it.
Tahira means of Leda.
I'm sorry.
Tahira means of Leda.
Okay.
And that might not be blood flow. There is a concept called Lady Avesta. The Gemara deals with Lady Avesta. So then she would be Tahir.
And aside the what's being talked about by Rabban the second one is esophageal atresia.
I can't hear what you just said.
What Rabban is talking about is called esophageal atresia.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
The baby, it is what you meant.
What?
If a baby, how do we know that the esophagus is blocked? It just doesn't breathe. I mean, how do you know that?
The esophagus is blocked, nothing to do with breathing. The baby breathes through the trachea.
And the way
that you
know is that it takes in food and immediately it comes right back up. And weight gain is going down.
And
that's not a
labor
then?
It's not a labor. It's Atum. It's not a formed baby.
It's a baby that can live?
No.
and how do you check out if he can breathe or not?
Nothing to do with breathing. I think we're making a mistake. Babies, nobody breathes through their esophagus. So obviously the baby is breathing, but it can't eat.
Baby is breathing.
Yeah.
Live baby.
A very long, very short period of time. It cannot take any nutrition in.
In other words, the baby will die within a matter of hours.
I have no idea. I never did it. Baruch Hashem, I don't have to deal with this. And it will die very shortly. Whatever very shortly. I'll let you finish here what very shortly means.
24 hours is the case for immediate surgery.
Yeah, today they can heal these things. But it doesn't affect halacha. Because I just said halacha was concretized in the time of Mishnah and Gemara. And changes in Teva don't change halach. But there as well.
Incidentally, as far as esophageal breathing, one of my daughters had a classmate who could burp on command and talk in burps. That actually is esophageal breathing, about swallowing air. It doesn't help you live.
Fine. Yes.
LSD baby.
I don't know what LSD is. Again, I don't know what Guf Atum means, a non-complete body.
So you're talking about thalidomide.
We're not finished the sugi yet. Maybe we'll have a better idea of these things as we go along. But again, I'm not a doctor, and I'm glad that I'm not in this medical field that I have to deal with this. So I'll stick to the Gemara, and I'll just let the Gemara do its thing.
Should
Guf Atum, can it be Petarechem? That's a good question. Can a Guf Atum be Petarechem? I'm thinking. I would think not. Because the rule before was if it's Tamei Elayin, it's Petarechem. If it's not Tamei Elayin, it's not Petarechem.
Didn't we cover that with miscarriages being Petarechem?
Again, so let's give the Gemara a little bit of a chance and maybe we'll be smarter. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. I did answer this question 5 minutes ago about Rive, that you assume it's disintegrated, but this is all going to be discussed, so why don't we just give the Gemara its own ability to speak for itself?
I mean, mostly, to be honest, although you see it throughout the classical literature, other sources, as well as you see living people in Africa and Tacitus who have one eye or one leg.
Well, that is considered related, the Gemara said. That's fine.
But mostly the thought experiments. My father also had a medical dictionary in his study, and I used to love going in, and I looked mainly at drawings like that. Something like quicksand, in that when I was 6 years old, I thought quicksand was going to be a major problem.
You're a doctor because you looked at that, and I looked at cowboys and Indians, and therefore I'm not a doctor. But...
I
lived with cowboys. Right. That's the Gemara right there. Tanarabana Pelas Guf Atum Ain Ima Tamea Leda. How does he translate the word Atum?
Incomplete body.
Incomplete, that's what I called it. Veza Guf Atum. Now how much is missing to be considered a not Guf Atum? So we'll have three opinions. Rabbi Aimer, Kadeshi Natum Lachai Vyamus. Rabbi says when you take it away from if a living person would be missing that, he would die. The kama inatum enachai v'yamus. How much is considered that a person would die? Now there are different levels here. You would take it away from somebody alive, it would cause his death. If somebody alive would lose that, he would die. But you're not letting the Gemara explain it, so let's see the Gemara. The kama inatum enachai v'yamus adar kuva. The leg till the knee. This is called above the knee, meaning if it's before the on top of the knee, it's called a trefa. So according to this Mandi Amar, a person born a trefa is a gufatum. A person born with the leg missing till above the knee cannot survive a year, according to one Mandi Amar, but this Mandi Amar holds trefa enachaya, won't live, and therefore it's a gufatum. It's a non-viable baby. I can live for a week, and for 2 weeks, and for 4 weeks. The way Rashi learns this Gemara, since it can't survive long-term, it's considered a non-birth. Rabbi Yana Yamer, Adlin Kavav. Rabbi Yana says no. It has to be above that, that it dies, it's considered dead. The Gemara no Chulin, one day we will get there, that deals with things that people are missing, that for halakhic purposes, they're considered dead already. It's beyond treifa. It's much faster process of dying than treifa. And one of the cases in the Gemara is somebody who's missing a part, or an animal that's missing a part of the body, that it cannot sit on its leg. Cannot sit on anything. It's missing. It couldn't even sit on. There's no thigh there. That's considered beyond treifa. That for sure can't live. That's considered nevela. The Gemara Chulin, we're not talking about that now, but that's this man the other. And Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yaisi Ben Mishuhaimer Ad Mokim Tuburai. All the way up to the navel. Now, the Gemara explains. Ben Rabbi Zakeh and Rabbi Yanai Yikim Benayim Treifa Chaya. Rabbi Zakeh and Rabbi Yanai hold the Makloikas is, can a treifa live? Rabbi Zakeh, who said to the Arkuva, held that a treifa cannot live. Therefore, it's a Gufatim. Rabbi Yanai said, no, a treifa can live. If a treifa can live, so why then it's not a Gufatim? And Mar Saba Trefa Chaya, Mar Saba Trefa Enachaya. Ben Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yaisi, Ikka Benai, Rabbi Lazar. Do they agree to Rabbi Lazar's statement? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Nitul Yerach V'cholol Shalom. If the thigh is missing with its
cavity,
Nevela. It's beyond Trefa. So the translation of a good phantom is a baby that can't live. What does that mean? Three opinions. One man the Amar says, it's treif. One man the Amar says, it has to be nevela according to Rabbi Lazar's interpretation of nevela. And the third man the Amar says, we don't go with that interpretation. We need a lot more missing to be considered nevela. All the way up to the navel, that's what that man the Amar holds. Rashi, Ara Arkuva, Shenechtu Raglad, Lamailim and Arkuva, above the knee. See, Rashi adds the word above. She treifa. Uksaver treifa in Achaya, this man the Amar holds a treifa cannot survive. Adlin Kabav, Udakabav Bechlau, including the Kabav means it's, I don't know, what?
It's where he makes excrements.
Ksaver treifa chayu, Adlin Kuba Abivlad. Adlin Kuba Abivlad, Kriblozer, the Amar Nitu Hayarach Bechalashalah. It's missing the thigh in its cavity, nevela. It's metame right now. It can't live. What does it mean, cavity? When it sits down, you can see it's missing. Usually when an animal sits down, you can't see if any part's missing. Here you can see it's missing a whole part. The left leg of the reblazer doesn't hold the reblazer. Bain Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yechonika Benai, Rabbi Lazar, but Tavai, Yislu, Trefa Chaya, they both hold that Trefa can survive, but they disagree what makes an animal an Avela. One holds when it's missing the thigh in its cavity, and one holds it needs to be missing all the way up to its navel. We will stop here. Everybody have a wonderful